Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. DJ Coco Love and I had the pleasure of going to see the hip-hop group Nappy Roots at Mesa Theater this week. Founding members of the band are from Louisville, Kentucky, and I got a lesson from Buffalo Still on how to pronounce Louisville correctly before we got started.
Okay, so think of like rural school, like a bull, all right? Louisville.
Louisville.
Yes.
Louisville.
Yes.
All right. I'm Louisville.
Okay.
You do it better.
My name is Buffalo Steel, and I'm from Louisville. Louisville, Kentucky.
I asked them why their hometown continues to have their heart and why it's such a source of inspiration for their music.
Our roots is in Kentucky. Now, as far as the people across the state, I mean, we pretty much like a king in his castle there, you know. And we have our own holiday there, you know. We got friends, family, you know, people who just want to see us do well. And the thing is, there's a lot of great talent where we're from that nobody knows about. And so that kind of gives me the inspiration to put the hometown out there. So when another dude from Louisville comes up, you know, they could come out and say, man, I'm from Louisville. And people be like, okay, yeah. So I remember Nappy Roots said that, you know what I'm saying? So what you got to offer, you know. So I just want to kind of, you know, put it out there because it's going to be a lot of artists from Louisville, Kentucky coming out. But, you know, my inspiration comes from Muhammad Ali, who's from Louisville, Kentucky, you know, friends, family, my brothers, you know, the struggle, the victories, you know, and all of that happens in that home, in that little piece of land right there in Kentucky.
Being from Kentucky is, you know, a certain sense of pride that we have. And Louisville being the biggest city, and where everybody that's in Kentucky tries to go and hang out in the summer, and we have Derby, so we have a big festival, and you know, it's almost like a holiday in its own time. It's the first Saturday in May. Four of us originally from Louisville, Prophet left, but three of us, Clutch, myself, and Steel are from Louisville, and you know, our families know each other. We kind of grew up together in this, you know, cohesive community called Newburgh, and it's just what we take pride in. It's because, you know, being from there, you're not supposed to make it. You know, you're not supposed to come out of there and do anything but work at a factory and do what they tell you to do. And we're one of the few that actually came out. You know, we're not the only ones, but we're one of the few that came out and made it and made a name for themselves and brought the pride and the joy back, so you don't have to be embarrassed of being called country. You know, and there's rural, and then there's country, and then there's in between. And Louisville's kind of in between because it ain't so country as it is rural, but people from Louisville think that they're city. They think that they are a big city, but it is. If you go right outside that, it's a little bit, you know, it's in the developmental phases. But there's a lot of talent, like Steel said, and I think over the next few years, you're going to see that that talent is widely recognized. So, you know, in small towns of Kentucky, they ride with us from day one. So I ride with everyone in that area, and we call it, you know, like South Midwest. Because in Louisville, it's more of a Midwest town. But where we started in Bowling Green is more of a Southern town. And so it's a distinct difference when you cross that line and that time zone if you know where you're at. And so, you know, it ain't just Louisville, it's Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. So it's like you get to experience a bunch of different parts of America in one
place. Definitely, yeah, definitely.
The band's 2002 release, Po' Folks, was nominated for 3 Grammys and features vocals by Anthony Hamilton. The song is credited for launching Hamilton's career in mainstream music. Here's Po' Folks from Nappy Roots. Ow.
Was a shame to be nappy head and all. Ain't no change me. So rough it was, down
right wrong, I tell you. Nobody never gave us nothing. The tough time, it made us something different. Stretch the road, new something to see. Every state on the map, a different something to eat. Daps and handshakes, it meant nothing for real. Everybody making the killing, man. Showing no feelings, walking off collective pay is the way of the world. Can't change it, so I guess I'm gonna pray for the world. Sometimes I ask myself, was I made for the world? I scream this to you, and I say to the world, nappy then, nappy now, nappy for a bit. Knee deep, head over heels in this country.
Better days. I'm thankful for the chance I got to say amen. The Lord done blessed me with his grace. I wish his day would never end. We represent the slum. Where we from? We built it on. Falling short off on these presidents and hard times that going come. Some take a fall without the chance to make it at all. Who would have thought Skinny be the one that's making this call? Lord, help me out. Tell me where I went wrong. I'm trying to find the righteous path, although it's never been long. I gotta do it for my son's sake, telling me daddy be strong. We gonna make it through these hard times, even though they go when they come. You're absolutely right, but something happened to me on last Tuesday. Tonight is plain as day, man. They with this world trade, no. Brave ain't the word I'm looking for, ya. Yeah. Better make it hope when nothing seems to matter. That's when, see, everything can go any which way. Look at me, folks. See the Henny with the J. Front post chilling, bro. Country folk, man. I'm nappy in my ways, yo.
Yeah. I've been told, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we act this way. Nappy boys gonna be okay.
We're gonna be okay.
Up this morning, all my colorful stress and calm, let's join hands. Got to cope with the pressures of being poor, man. Right. Papa taught me in order to survive for no man. Nappy blossom from the root, henceforth we gon' stand. Prophet grew from a juvenile to a grown man. You gotta take responsibility for your own, man. Zoning, too blind to moaning by sunrise. Sometimes I love to hear my woman moaning. It's gone again. Damn, I hope he played his song again. The soul cleansing, the melody just read my engine. Tried a lot of things, but usually just upending my ligaments. Searching for Benjamins. All my folks locked in the tenements, and it don't make any sense.
Why?
Children that's innocent, broadcasting from the slums. That's why I'm writing these sentences. Still on my income, why? Go ahead, finish it.
All my life, I've been poor, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we had it this way. Now before it's gonna be okay. All my life, I've been poor, but it really don't matter no more. And they wonder why we had it this way. Now before it's gonna be okay.
That was a song Po Folks from the hip-hop group Nappy Roots, who we spoke to this week before their performance at Mesa Theater in Grand Junction. I asked them about their video for the song Po Folks, which features appearances from people in poor communities around their home state of Kentucky.
There's a lot of scenes in that video that were shot on my childhood, on my grandfather's land, rest in peace, Robert Jacobs, a.k.a. Granddaddy. So that was a big moment, spiritual moment. You know, even though we caught flack from it, you know, showing.
You did?
Yeah, I'm going to say that. I'm going to throw that out there because we highlighted the rural side of Kentucky. But it was real and it was true. And if you live in Kentucky, and that includes Louisville too, you are a country boy, you know, whether you like it or not. And get on board now because – you know, when you know, folks is growing weed, folks is making beer, shooting guns, making bourbon, whiskey, all these things that the world enjoys, but it's a agricultural thing where you got to get your hands dirty, and that's the essence of Country Boys, of Nappy Roots. So you hear Louisville, you hear Bowling Green, you hear Kentucky, you hear Millersville, and you hear Grand Junction. You hear a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that's here too. Yeah. So it also made me think about just just embracing what happens in a poor community a little bit. And a lot of times you embrace it because you're stuck with it in a way too. I feel like maybe you guys have experienced a little bit of both sides of that coin, a little bit of poverty, a little bit of money.
We were fortunate enough to have strong foundations. Our parents, both our parents was in the house. We grew up around aunts and uncles, a bunch of cousins. So that lifestyle is a rich lifestyle. But it wasn't rich like in a whole bunch of money. But then that rich lifestyle afforded us the knowledge and the intelligence and the drive to go out and try to go to school, you know, whether it's financial aid or whether it's a scholarship, whether it's a student loan. So we've seen the both sides, the rich spirit side and then the poor materialistic side that everybody likes to brag about. But we've experienced both.
What do you think is good about both, and what is bad about both?
I mean, the one thing about Nappy Roots that has always been there is relatable music. There's good and bad to everything. There's the glamour of life, and there's the hardships of life, and we talk about both of them in all of our music.
I think the good about it is the success that you might find by doing what you love to do. And seeing the reward of that, and it could be monetary. That's a good feeling to know you can take care of your family. Mm-hmm. But when we was doing it, we were young. This was 2000, 2002. Mm-hmm. That was 16 to 18 years ago in regards to how we got into the music business. Some were ahead of others. Some are older than others, even in the group. There's a little time frame, about 4 or 5 years, that we all kind of evolved into Nappy Roots. But the good is the fame and the success and working hard and knowing we stuck together and getting through all the problems. The bad is, you know, when no one's paying attention anymore, when the record stops spinning, you know, when you've acquired all these things and you have to maintain those things. Mm-hmm. And that's a daily, hourly, monthly, weekly, that's an everyday thing. You work so hard to get these dreams you accomplish, and then now that you have them, they don't tell you that you have to keep those things.
That's the part of the American dream they don't tell you is once you acquire everything that you work for, is like, can you maintain that? And that's tough for anybody. I mean, I think, you know, we all have these goals in our sets, but once you get to that goal, where do you go from there? Mm-hmm. And just, you know, this is called friendship for 20 years, and this is called doing stuff with people you love and having fun still since college. So, yeah.
We've lost two members acquiring this dream. Two members left because it wasn't for them anymore. And then we've picked up so many new friends and members that we've added to the team that can get us to where we're going better than if we had six rappers just trying to rap and be cool. There's other things to the business that we had to learn and adapt to. You know, you need a producer in your life. You need someone who knows the angles and gets you great pictures. You need someone that can help you sell the merch that you acquired, and that's why we got Boogie. And, you know, you need someone who is a diehard driver and, you know, has all the gears in his bag, and that's Rillo. And, like, you need a team. And what we learned over the comings and goings is to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good and to adapt into how the times have changed. We went from an illegal downloading era, which was the Napster era when we started, and you've seen how iTunes has kind of beasted into streaming, and now you have Spotify and Tidal and all these things that if you started back then when there was a Napster, you have to figure out how to adapt or you're not going to be successful. You're going to talk about when my CD was popping, dog. You know, when we sell CDs at the trunk, but you talk to my son who's 18, he don't know nothing about a CD, you know? So you have to evolve into streaming and file sharing and let that be cool, but you also have to know how to give yourself out to the world because, you know, if you grew up in the 70s or 80s or 90s, you don't want your privacy out there. So you have to be cool with how the generations are changing, and you have to roll with the tide, and that's taking the good with the bad. So I say there's both within what we're doing, and you got to be appreciative of all of it.
Let's begin now. I woke up this morning and I said, you know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
Save showing off their hops. Nappy Roots on the radio, and you know it pop. Last night they hit the big three, bought some Air Force Ones, four tall tees, man, I'm loving BG. Still above ground, that's the reason I pray. Got my car cleaned up, now I'm ready to play. Make a call to the sticks, say I'm headed that way. Heard my cousin cooking out, I gotta get me a plate. Got this new outfit, ain't even out in the state. So if I ain't speaking too soon, but this a hell of a day. And the sticker got me sitting in a hell of a place. Got my stunner shades on and a grin on my face. My new grill looks mean, but I swear I'm straight. And the hood showing love, so I'm A-OK.
Hey.
Exactly what the children say. Take the day off, hit the park and just hang. Barbecue, roll a few and put up the deuce. And if it's beef, put the piece down, throw up your deuce. It's time to change our ways so we can save the day. For the children's sake and make a better place to play. If it's all good, we got your coupe and grip your wood. And if you're riding dirty, like just flip and blow you. But do it real big, exactly like a player should. Enjoy your 24, do your thing and rip your hood. The world is all yours, but still we all grind forever in a day. The choice you make is really all fine.
Down. Damn! I don't need this today. I don't need this today. Come on. I've got to be at work. Come on. Lord, help me, please. Lord, help me, please. Please, 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 please.
That was Good Day from the Nappy Roots. KBNF had a chance to speak with the band this week at Mesa Theater in Grand Junction.
When I got into hip-hop was in the 90s. Yeah. So for me, that was like the golden era of, yes. I mean, all of it. I still listen to it and think, like, why can't it be? Like, I feel like an old person.
Because
I'm like, I'm just wondering how you've seen it sort of change this genre of music over, I mean, that's a huge question. But what are some things that you're seeing that you like about how this genre is, what direction it's moving in, and some things that you're like, oh, that's too bad?
There's a lot of talent in America and worldwide now that didn't used to be there in the 90s. Yeah. I think the availability of music and how people can put it out to the world is much, much more. It's, you know, 100 times what it used to be in the 90s. You have to kind of stand in front of a record label and damn near tap dance to get someone to pay attention when you walked in to get a record deal in the 90s and the 80s. And now you don't need a record deal. And I think there's so much talent out there that they have the access to get their music out. But then within that, you know, it's like, you know, border control. Like, there's so many people trying to rush through the border that you can't keep up. You can't keep up with everything.
Yeah. And wall.
We don't need a wall around music. No walls around music. Let everyone flow in and let the good rise to the top. And let those where the dust settles, let the dust settle. And that takes time. You know, I think what we've seen as Nappy Roots is time will answer your questions. Someone can be dope this year, but they're a dickhead or a jerk or they've had not good success because they don't know how to show up on time or whatever the case is, like why they're not successful. the successful, because they work hard and they stay true to the craft and they work with the right people and they have the right team, will be great. And those that think they can do it all by themselves and don't want to listen to nobody, they're going to settle. And I'm not sorry if you don't or you're not successful. I'm not. Because the window is open in hip-hop that anyone can get through. But it's like a sifter, like you're searching for gold. Like, the sand and sediment is going to fall through, and the things that stick are going to stand and shine. And you got to let those things happen. And don't get caught up in someone who's doing it this year, because they might not be here next year. And that's how crazy the game turns. And if you're here for 4 or 5 years or 6 or 7 or 10 or 20, then you got to give those people respect, because those are now the OGs. And not OG is you too old to do it, but you just know how the game goes, and you can give the younger people guidance. And I think the younger generation, whether you're good or bad, should listen to the older generation of what we had to go through. And I'm right. listening to people that went through more than what I went through to be successful, and that's how the game has changed, because everyone can do it. Not a lot of good, but let the cream rise to the top and you'll see success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and that's more the business side. I think culturally, though, on the culture side, it's going to change. You know, it may change quicker than other music because it was so young and it was just something rebellious. So a lot of people came in probably in the 90s and got their hands in on it once they seen this is a valuable product. So a lot of other people outside of the hip-hop community came in and put their hands on it. So it may change quicker than other music, but we can't sit and be like, can we have that old 90s music back? You're not going to get that, because they not going through what we went through in the 90s, for better or worse. In 2020, these kids now going to be saying, damn, can we have that 2010 hip-hop back? It's just going to happen, and you got to embrace it. Nappy Roots, we've been touring for almost 20 years. Like, we can't come out here mad at the new generation, because we need them to come out and support also.
We embraced it. I mean, on our last two albums, we featured like two or three artists that have blown up, from Earth Gang, Jack Harlow, like Scotty ATL. Like, I mean, it's really about embracing. I mean, hip hop is a very relatively young genre. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we've never had old people in it. We're rock, jazz.
We don't know how to treat them.
Yeah, so we don't know how. It's like you got an old granddad and he has Alzheimer's, but you don't know what to do with him. And so, but you should listen, I think. But at the core of it, I think it takes us to go back and reach back to the youth and being like, yo, bro, like, come on tour, hop on a song with us. Let us show you a path. Let us show you from our mistakes and everything that's happened, instead of, oh, I cut that off. I don't listen to that type of hip hop. I mean, these kids, they want to soak up game like everybody else, and they want to be more successful than you, and they want to learn from your mistakes, and you got to give them that knowledge, and you got to be a big brother, man. We need more big brothers from the older generation of hip hop than to these younger cats, because they're thirsty for it. They need it.
Yeah. We're the Boys and Girls Club of hip hop.
Yeah,
that's what we are.
You know the huge problem with everything we're saying as far as the old and the new generation is that rappers aren't that successful when they're old. You got a few, but they are considered. Look at Ludacris, like
Snoop Dogg.
He's an exception. Snoop, anybody listening, but you got to be on his level at the age 50 years old. Like Ludacris, he's not doing music as much now. He don't need to.
Yeah.
But so the young rappers ain't gonna take his advice. They ain't gonna sit and respect him like they should. You can't look at Luda and say, okay, Luda ain't had a number one hit. He can't tell me nothing about music. Are you crazy? You want to be Luda. Yeah. Like, you pray to have half of Luda's career, sure, to be able to transition to
the reality of hip-hop is, in order for it to keep thriving and keep living on, it's got to be where the older generation listens to the younger generation. Younger generation listens to the older generation. Each generation is going to help each other, because ultimately hip-hop is about being cool and about telling the truth, and that's what America will be one day when it finally, you know,
figures it out.
It'll be cool and it'll be real, and that's what the lure is to America. Everybody's like, I want to go to America and do this. No, they don't know that today.
Not right now, maybe.
Well, yeah. I'm speaking like, yeah. I'm still living in – Obama's my president. Obama's my president. I don't have a president right now.
I love America. America's beautiful, and America's a land of opportunity. It is
what it always has been. We're just trying to mask it like it's not. Man, this is where you can come from any place and be successful and have a shot. And shame on people for telling you can't come here. Yeah, you can get shot too. Yeah, but that's
more than any other place in the world. You can get shot here more than any other place in the world. More people die here from guns than any other place in the world. More people go to prison more than any other place in the world. More people die from opioids and heroin and overdoses more than any other place in the world. More people go to jail for the nonsense. More people get shot without having a gun in their hand more than any other place in the world.
What's the solution then? What's the solution?
Legalize drugs, make bullets cost more than they should, educate the kids with paying your teachers higher wages, take care of your military, make sure there's no homeless people that served in our country, and you can also charge 20% on the higher end of people who make $1 million or more a year. And you can also charge a little bit more for marijuana on legalized states and on states that are not legal. If every state was legal with marijuana and charged taxes, your books, roads, and bridges would be taken care of.
If you're just tuning in, that's Skinny DeVille from the band Nappy Roots, who should maybe consider running for office. You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. DJ Coco Love and I spoke with the Nappy Roots before their show in Grand Junction this week.
I'm curious, what is success to you guys? And have you achieved that yet? Or is there more to do on your bucket list?
I believe it's a constantly growing thing, me personally. And I think that Nappy Roots has been on a path of self-improvement since the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And constantly evolving. And like Scale said in one of his songs, like, at being post is dead, you know? It's like, at this point, it's about evolving. And so success is, I mean, it happens every day. You know, little wins and big wins, little losses, big losses, but that doesn't matter. We wake up the next morning, you succeeded. You done made it. You made it through the day, so that's how I feel.
At the Corbin, you get to hang out with your friends. We're on tour. How long have you been on tour? 2 weeks?
14 days.
We've been hanging out for a long time hanging out with your friends. So, like, this is like, yeah, it's like you kept that thing going, and we love what we do. We laugh, we cry, we fight, but we still watch our families raise together. Like, it's real just growing up and being able to do something you love to do and waking up and feeling that. So, I mean, at the core of it, I feel happy about things. I mean, I think we always want to be better. You always have your eyes on where you want to be at, but I'm not mad at where I'm at.
I think another side of the success is helping the folks, our families, and whether it's another rapper or some random person, you giving them some knowledge and them paying you attention because who you are. And then a few years later, them telling you, like, man, you told me this, and I went off that information, and now look where I'm at, and now I want to help you, you know? So
being in a position to help.
In a position to help. We're in a position to spread that message so that it lives on. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful message. And that's how Nappy Roots has been able to survive, is with that simple message.
All right, you guys, thank you so much. We've been here with Nappy Roots, getting ready to see them play at Mesa Theater in Grand Junction. Awesome interview. Thank you.
Hotel counter full of residue. Let's make every night unforgettable. I'm riding in the bucket, saying fall. Like how we get to heaven with no luck at all. Old school church and a single wide. My granny head died like somebody died. My old man cried while he touched. I say a prayer for you unknowing troops, and you rapping ass niggas who will never get recruited. We on Oxys, Roxys, Thuggies, Sixties, Zannies, Mollies, Whoppers, Marys, Baca, Coppers, Robbers, Lawyers, Doctors, Watchers.
We in the fire, just know.
We on Oxys, Roxys, Thuggies, Sixties, Zannies, Mollies, Whoppers, Marys, Baca, Coppers, Robbers, Lawyers, Doctors, Watchers.
We in the fire, just know.
No way on. I'm in the pot, in the killer zone. Yeah, watch turn the six to a knee alone. She said, watch over me, I shouldn't be alone. We popped two of these, now we feel at home. I finally stopped running in the rat race. Now I'm on CNN.
I don't think you know though.
Yeah, I'm melting in the couch like it's warm butter. You think I'm soft to meet my homie Billy Box Cutter. I love a girl on drugs, I'm feeling like no other. And if she got kids, then call me Mr. Mother. I keep protection, yep, a Glock 20 and a rubber. And I'm a sucker for a starving kid in another continent, confident, cool, calm, and humble. Tatted on my arm like a thug creeping on the come up. But I'm not boning, I can't seem but like a king. Similar to Martin Jr., criminal like G.I. Lee. It's all subliminal from what you hear to what you see. All I ever tried to be is only me, Steve.
We on Oxys, Roxys, Thuggies, 60s, Dannys, Mollys, Whoppers, Marys, Baca, Coppers, Robbers, Lawyers, Doctors, Watchers.
We in the fire, just know.
We on Oxys, Roxys, Thuggies, 60s, Dannys, Mollys, Whoppers, Marys, Baca, Coppers, Robbers, Lawyers, Doctors, Watchers.
We in the fire, just know. New way.